So how are viewers affected by seeing photoshopped images on a daily basis?
Well, people compare themselves against images that they see. And so when you see constantly either extremely beautiful people or extremely skinny people in a range of media, whether it's photographs, on billboards, magazines, televisions, the internet, there's this, you compare what you look like against what this ideal looks like. And if you're seeing a photoshopped image, it's actually not even a real human being. Like, actually, they did not look like that themselves. They've been manipulated to look by that. Often people don't realize that, and they might not realize it in the moment. And so they can compare themselves often quite negatively with what we see in the media too often.
Mm. And what do you think of Jamil's claims that airbrushing holds up the patriarchy's aesthetic standards?
You know what? I thought it was a really interesting claim, and I quite liked it because, I mean, there may be some examples of male models being airbrushed, but not as often.
Mm.
You know, it is something that we see more often, that there is a certain one type of body shape or body type or beauty standard that's acceptable for females, and it's less so for males, although, you know, some would say, and it is true, there's a growth in sort of, you know, male bodybuilding and that kind of things. The majority of the time, there's one sort of thin ideal for females, and we're exposed to that all the time. And the airbrushing, you know, making that ideal, that perfection ideal, even more unobtainable, is even, you know, it's insidious and it's everywhere.
And I saw on Jamila's Instagram that she posted photos comparing magazine covers of men in their 50s, like George Clooney and Josh Brolin, in all their wrinkly glory, and she put that next to really heavily photoshopped women like Nicole Kidman and who was it, Sandra Bullock, I think. So they're in the same age group. Why do you think it is that male aging and the whole dad bod phenomenon is embraced while female aging is shunned?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I'm glad that she's drawn our attention to that, because when we think about our ideals about older people, particularly older men and older women, it's okay. An older man, if he's got, you know, grey hair and wrinkles, that's a sign of maturity and wisdom, and we see that, you know, in those images of George Clooney and whatnot. But older women, we don't see faces of older women or bodies of older women, and we don't see wrinkles and grey hairs of older women in the media or celebrated. And it's really just as that further reflection about what's different for men and women and what we expect as a society as being appropriate. And so women, sadly, even today, spend too much time focusing on what they look like rather than what they can do. And that's just the further illustration of that.
Mm. And how effective do you think it would be to ban airbrushing in advertising like Jamil's calling out for?
I think... That's a tough question. I think it would be a positive step, or at least if we're going to do airbrushing for vanities, for vanity reasons, it would be really good if we actually articulated that and sort of told the viewer that these things have been changed. But at the same time, we've got to recognize that often we're looking at what could be viewed as being like a work of art rather than a real human being. You know, and so we as a society also have to realize, hey, that person's been airbrushed or they've been, you know, manipulated. They don't actually look like that. And I do think actually some kind of either banning or some kind of tagline or something would push us one step further to having a conversation about what are the appropriate and normal standards of, or expectations about beauty for men and women in our society.
Yeah, I remember Girlfriend magazine used to have like a little "this photo has been retouched" sticker next
right,
to it.
Right, yes, and so that would be helpful. Do you know what I mean? Just to start the conversation.
Yeah. And so finally, what do you think we can do as individuals to help create a cultural shift?
I think what we need to push back against that, we need to talk with our family and our friends and our children and our peers and about what we see as being beautiful. Like, we don't judge one of our friends about how beautiful, when I'm saying that in italics, they are. We actually judge them on the quality of their soul, on their, what they're like as a person. You know, we don't care whether they're fat, thin, skinny, got a big nose, small nose, you know, their right knee's bigger than their left knee. You know, we really don't care about those kind of things. And so we need to spread that message. And I think that, you know, YouTube and those kind of things actually does push back against that, because we're seeing a much more diverse range of body types and of people in the media, you know, people with disabilities, older people. So we just need to be much more inclusive and keep pushing and asking for there to be for our media to better better represent the diversity of people that live in our world.